Raven, do you think we're undateable?
I mean, are you talking about us personally as individuals or just in general people who do what we do?
People that do what we do. Do you think we're undateable?
I think there's probably easier relationships to be in than somebody that's in radio. It's an obsessive kind of business in a weird way, and it doesn't have a lot of payoff is what I would say.
It's Anna and Raven.
I don't want to be pessimistic, but, you know, that was kind of the speech I got when I got in, and I ignored it through all these years, and maybe they were right.
I was talking to one of my girlfriends, Michelle. We were catching up, and we were actually talking on the phone.
Sure.
And she was laughing. She's like, "Oh, I heard your segment this morning talking about how Paul, my husband, stopped wearing his wedding ring. He's got eczema." It's a long story for another time.
Right.
Anyway, so she goes, "You know, you're lucky you got married way before you got your radio show."
Right.
And I go, "What do you mean?" She's like, "Well, you know, you're undateable." I go, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "No man in his right mind would date a woman like you knowing that everything in their life is going to be public every single day, everything they do." And I never thought of it that way.
Well, you know, I mean, look at the other things, too. I mean, your schedule is going to be full. We do a lot of stuff on weekends, too. Like, it's busy all the time. In normal times, it's busy all the time.
So I started doing some research because I'm like, who is undateable?
Right. Who else is out there? Who's in worse shape than you? That'll make you feel better.
I'll start this way. The most desirable professions for your love interest, for your spouse.
Okay.
Number one, doctor or nurse. That's number one.
You know what? I honestly don't feel like that's the way this year. I feel like that's changed now, but
well,
okay.
Number two is a teacher or a professor.
All right.
It's true. Everybody wants the cute teacher. Everybody.
Right, right. Oh, they're changing lives. They're improving people. And they get summers off. What cool would that?
I mean, I guess it's true. And also ranking higher than us is construction workers and farmers. They'd rather date people that smell like cows than date us.
Well, they're in good shape and they usually have a pretty decent tan.
But they're saying people that are undateable include politicians because they're liars.
Number one on my list.
Is it?
Yes.
Marketing or anyone that works in advertising, which I thought was surprising.
Is it because they're also liars or because their phone could ring at any time throughout the day?
I guess both.
Doesn't explain. Okay.
And the third most undesirable, unadateable person is a psychologist, which is funny because one of our producer's wives is a psychologist. And he's like, every time I open my mouth, I feel like she's thinking like beyond
what
I'm saying.
Dissecting you.
Yeah,
every
that's
single
true.
Time. It used to be a running joke amongst me and my friends. Never date a psychiatrist major. Never. Ever, 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 ever.
Well, they could figure it out pretty quickly.
Don't do that. I'll offer these. How about a tax worker? This time of year, I mean, they're just going to be busy. You're either going to date somebody that works in taxes because you want them to do your taxes, or you shouldn't be dating that person this time of year right now.
Okay.
Nurse or doctor, I actually put on my list for undateable right now because you can't see them. They're probably isolated in the garage or something.
Oh, but
so, I mean,
but that's admirable. That's different.
Oh, okay. So I guess you can make out with a photo of your admirable person because you can't actually touch them. Telemarketer. Nobody wants to say publicly that they're dating the phone salesperson because we all hate those people.
It's true.
We don't even know them.
Yeah.
But that's how we feel, right? Or one of those people, I just had this happen the other day, that's coming around and knocking on your doors, one of those weird salespeople that's always on foot trying to sign you up for one of those home energy evaluations.
Yeah.
Like, where's your car, man? That badge is not real. I mean, you're a step away from the guy who used to walk up and sell you women's magazines door to door.
I had a guy that I met at a bar way back in my single days when I was in college. Mm. And I kid you not. He was in entertainment at first.
Okay.
But then after I talked to him for a little bit, I was always curious what entertainment was.
He turned out to be a dancer.
Clown.
Oh.
He was a clown.
Get out of there.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm sure you're very nice.
Dating a mime.
Oh, my God. Imagine if he comes out of the shower. He puts his towel on. He's got that nose. No.
No,
thank you.
Right. Come on. We're going out to the vaudeville show tonight.
No.